Okay. So, it's nice. A short simon, one self-contained thing. And here we go. The Mishnah tells us, so at the bottom of the page, we'll look at the Beis Yosef at the bottom of the page. The Beis Yosef then tells you that I haven't really written very much here. It's all either found in the Torah or it's found in Or HaChaim, where this is discussed as well. Much of the other stuff is actually happens to be quoted in the Bach on the other side of the page, the Bais Chadash, so we'll be able to quote from there and move on then to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so we're going to start on the Beis Yosef at the bottom of the page, which says, Pei Ches Aleph, Kol Abasa Sha'asur Lechlo B'cholon Afilu Basar Chayav Of Us La'aloso Ala Shulchan. Any meat that is prohibited to eat with milk, you're not allowed to put it on the table. What do you mean, not allowed to put it on the table? No, meaning with milk. Rosh Perek Kol HaBasar. That's what it says in the beginning of Perek Kol HaBasar. That is the main Perek dealing with Hilchos Basar V'Chalav. Daf Yom Yiras Hashem, will get to it in the next 3 days, I think. Not Kuf Gimel, but Kol HaBasar. Kol HaBasar Asa Levashel B'Chalav Chutz Mi Basar Dagim V'Chagavim. That all basar is prohibited to. Oh, sorry. This is the beginning of kol basar. Kol basar aser lechol b'chalav chutz mi basar dagim b'chagavim. You're not allowed to eat meat with milk, with the exception of fish. Oh, it's interesting that it even refers to fish as meat. B'chagavim is insects. V'aser aloso im hagvina al shulchan. It's prohibited to even put it on the table with cheese. Chutz mi basar dagim b'chagavim, with the exception of, again, fish and insects. Over Mishnah she'achar zeh be'eze shulchan amru b'shulchan shu ochel, at a table that he's eating at. About the shulchan shu soder alav esatav shil nosim zebet sadzev einochoshish. Right, if you put it at a table where you put it on the counter, you come home from the supermarket, you put everything on the counter together, right? That's okay. Right? Talking about that where you're going to eat it, that you're not allowed to have meat and milk on the same table. Okay, this comes up more often than we realize. Okay, so there's a question about why not? Why are we not allowed to put it on the table? So so that's a machlokas we showed him. Rashi says, lest they touch one another. If you have milk and meat together on the same table, because they may come to touch one another, while according to the Ran says that no, we're not concerned they're going to touch one another, afraid you're just going to eat from each of them. Right? Now each, right, you take this, oh, there's milk, you take some milk. So each of those has its chumras and its kulas, right? Each one of those, there's practical differences that one might be more mach, where one would be makel, depending on which one one's holds. I think as we'll see. Okay, so actually this point, maybe we'll just go straight to the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know, it's going to be a little bit of a, especially with Pei Ches Sif Aleph. There's two Sifim in this, so let's just do Aleph, and then Beis is a little bit more in depth, so we'll hold off on that for a second. Let's just see how it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Afilu, yeah, how are we going to find it? Are you guys able to find it?
Go
over to the back now.
Page Pei Vav.
We're going to get the hang of this. Page Pei Vav, okay.
Is this a good one at Kindle? It's still 11/4.
Virtually. Alright, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, Afilu basar chai v'of asa alosa al shulchan she'ochel al gvina. Right, if you have basar v'chalav, basar chai v'of, right, asar, you're not allowed to put it on a table where you eat cheese there. Shelo yavo la'achlam yachatz, that you will not come to eat them together. Now you see immediately the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Ran over Rashi. Does he even make a comment of that here? No. But he's quoting like the Ran, lest I come to eat one from another. If you're not going to be eating there, so then it's okay. So just by the way, one quick kula that will come from this. That will not come to eat from them one another. So a big kula that comes from this is something that you would not eat. So for instance, or drink. Oh, well, first of all, that might be one drink for seeding, but that would be on the other side. The chumra, the kula here would be, for instance, this comes up in our house, baby bottles. Actually, it doesn't come up in our house yet because we're not to the year, right? Somehow you're not allowed to eat. Babies don't drink. Apparently, this is, I don't know if when I was a baby if this existed, but nowadays we don't give babies cow milk until they're a year old. Have you ever heard of that?
No,
formula. What?
Formula.
You inform him until the year also. This isn't like a new thing. This has been around for a while. It's not in the time of the Gemara. But it's the Gemara has a discussion about in Nida or Yevamos. I'm forgetting now. Has a discussion about Yevamos. It's a discussion in Yevamos about supporting a kid one if there is no parents. I mean, can the mother? There's a question of the mother who has a child isn't allowed to get remarried for a little bit. Was afraid that the father is not going to support the kid, etc. So the Gemara, in the process of that discussion, the Gemara says, you could give the kid formula, meaning the new father is going to convince the mother to stop nursing. So the Gemara says, well, you could give the kid something else to eat. So the Gemara says, well, what are you going to give this kid to eat? No problem. You give him milk and you give him eggs. So like just think like a mother reading this Gemara, like no way, before the kid's a year old. Chas v'shalom. Either one of those, I think, are on the permitted list for a while.
What do you think's in the formula?
What?
What do you think is in the formula?
And
no, but then it's okay. It has a package with a cute baby on the package.
Yeah, they must do something.
You don't have to worry.
That's the question.
Yes.
It's a question on Rashi.
If you don't, if it's because of touching, then what's the difference whether it's the table you're eating or the other table?
Right. Right, 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 right. So, that is a kasha on Rashi, right, which I think we're done. We're not going to get back to that. It's a kasha on Rashi, right? So, what's the concern about touching? The answer is because things happen when you're eating. They don't necessarily happen when you're not eating. But there is actually a deal. Really, the Ran is a little bit, makes a little sense. However, the Baal Yeshulchan points out a diuk in the Mishnah like Rashi. Because Rashi says.
I lost it. Where was
Rashi? Rashi is not here. I'm making up Rashi. Oh. I'm making up Rashi. But in that Beis Yosef that we quoted before, he quotes the Mishnah. It says, "Asur levashel b'chal of chutz mi basar dagum v'chagavim asur lahaloso im hagvina al hashulchan chutz midas basar v'dagum." You're not allowed to put. You're not allowed to put things with cheese on the shulchan. And then the next Mishnah says. Right. What about Be'ezah Shulchan Amru B'Shulchan Shu Ochel? About B'Shulchan Shu Soder Alav Esatav Shul. I'm sorry. What's Asul Lashav B'Chav Chutz Mibasu Dag B'Chav Asul Alosu Im Hagvin Ashulchan? It's not here. You know, forget that. We just won't go there. Okay. Anyways. Okay. So back to the. Let's go back to the tour. Okay, so that's idea number one. Okay, that we're not we don't put the things on the same thing together, lest you will come to eat them together.
And that would be only in a place where we're eating. Anyway, I mean,
only in the food area, right? So now let's take a look in the tour. Okay, let's do that.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
Could you, if you had. If you were preparing, or someone was preparing both kinds, and they put it in some other place that was not your designated eating area, but it wasn't. It was different than, let's say, you know, you come back from the supermarket and you put things.
Right.
On
No, that's okay. This is an issue when you're eating. It's when you're eating. You shouldn't have both of them together. Yeah, that's the way we. That's the way.
When you're eating, as opposed to where.
Right. Right, right, right. That's, I think, what it comes down to.
Back then, they didn't have tables.
Agreed.
Tables and all that stuff.
So but
you didn't really have that one, were you?
Yeah, but still, I mean, if you had a food prep area,
well, that wouldn't be what you eat.
No, you may not eat there.
Right.
But it would. But it would be at a period when you'd be eating.
Right. And this is talking about at your table, when and where you're eating, right? You should not have the two of them together, lest you accidentally eat one after another, right? That's the concern. Like you're going to eat one after another, right?
Okay.
The Ran's concern is not that they're going to mix together; that you're going to eat them together. Okay, so the Tur writes. Take a look at Tur Beis. For me, it's page Kuf Pei Vav. For you, you all got it. Okay, the top of that page. B'hash aso alos al shulchan dafka b'shnei b'nei adam hamakirin zetze. Right, that which is prohibited to put on the table, that's when the two people know each other. Right, so he's already jumping to this idea that, yeah, that it's two people that are eating together that would then be bringing the different flavors together.
Where's that going with? I mean, does it have to only be two people? I mean,
yeah, back in the tour.
You're saying two people are putting it together in the same location.
Right.
But it wasn't...
So two people are making it better. Right?
Better?
Yes. Ve'vusha asalos ha'al shulchan dafka b'shnei b'yodam ha'mekirin ze'etze. If they recognize each other, it's prohibited. And not only if they recognize each other, but if nobody else is there, most assume that it's a problem as well. Okay? Ba'az aser afili makbidim ze'al ze'. Aval achsanin she'in makirin ze'etze mutter. But if you have people that don't know one another, right, so then it would be permissible. Okay, where to get the Mishnah quotes that? The Mishnah has the idea of two people sitting at the same table together. Yeah. Also, kind of jumps to it abruptly. Mm-hmm. It's in the tour. I'm sorry, it's in the tour already. If we didn't the tour Aleph, but if you look at the tour on the page before, Asa lo sal shulchan she'ochel avinu shelo yavol achom yachad b'shulchan she'soda. Actually, no, it's not there. And just on v'hasha asa lo sal shulchan. Dafka, that's when two people are eating together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He jumps right into that. I believe the Mishnah does the same thing. The Mishnah jumps right into it.
Well, you're eating a chicken sandwich and I'm eating a cream cheese sandwich.
But I don't know you.
And we're at the same table.
But if you know each other, it's a problem because you may.
Some of your food.
Right.
But otherwise, I guess. But otherwise, if you don't know we're strangers, then that's likely to share food.
Right. Right, and also not only might you not take a bite of his cream cheese sandwich, but you might, if you're might sharing fries, or you might be sharing something else, where you each will take, and schmutz will get from one to another.
It might make more sense if you're talking about family members. They might be more likely to share food and stuff.
Family members share food, husbands and wives share food, roommates share food.
So if your wife's having dairy, you're having meat. That's a good deal.
Okay. Right.
In Israel, the table on the bus station, it said you're not, like, one side is me and one is dairy, so I was sitting next to someone that told me to move tables.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right. Even though you didn't know.
And even though I wasn't eating, I wouldn't share their food anyway.
Well, there's a different rule. No, but there it says these are meat and these are dairy tables. That's, people have the right to say that. Especially if they don't plan on cleaning them very often. And even if you recognize them, imasu shum hecker, if you make a hecker, if you make some kind of sign between them, for instance, each one is eating on their own tablecloth or their own placemat. You want to see where we are, Joel? In the tour. We're in the tour in the middle. Right. They're on their own tablecloth. Even if they're eating on one tablecloth, and you put between them bread or kankan, or like a bottle or something like that, in order so that there'll be a recognizable thing, something that's not regularly there, then it becomes permissible. The Yeshomer and some even add, Sheim Yesh Lahem Hotsa Achas, Sheim Lahem Heter, Aide Heker Sheosin Benehem. That even Sheim Yesh Lahem Hotsa Achas, Sheim Lahem Heter, what was that? Even if there's something. What is that referring to?
Place where you take it out, and there's no other way.
Okay.
There's
not
another one. I'm just guessing.
The baser b'chala v'hasa nakti agav dini lahem hotza achas she'ein lahem heter al yidei hacker.
Sent you to the base, Yosef. Simon kuf kuf ayin kim.
No, this is going on the previous. We don't pass him like this Yesh Omrim. Okay, it's unclear to me what this Yesh Omrim is adding, but Rabbi adds in that we don't pass him like it. So, okay. Alright, to leave that. So, moving on now, if you take a look at the Bach, right, the Bach is on the right side of the page where it says Beis, right, about the right, everybody got that? Okay. So he puts in, so bebraisa, so sham bebraisa, velo asu el betfisa achas. So it's only if it's one, oh, if it's one group. Is that what we're talking about here? No, that's a ta achas. If it's one group, uparav tfisa achas akadai, it's really one group, one section. Umishani elke ein tfisa achas. Uparashvatosus varosh, shimish davar mafsik lohavi ke ein tfisa achas. If there's anything that's being a separation, so then it's not considered tfisa achas, right? So the Tosfos is quoted, and it's quoted in the Rush, right? That this is the idea of a hecker, the idea that if there's something that is a recognizable distinction between them, so then that would be okay. These are Bavuzer, paragraph Yishmael, Heki Dami Shtei Tfisus, going to Ika Gova Bene Ubenia. There's something of height between the two. Vel Fichach, Bav Sakas Lechem O Kankan, O Sharkeim Mahafsik, Mintayim, O Ochel Al Mapa Acheris, the Havik Ein Shtei Tfisus Shari. Therefore, if you have any, like a bread, that's a separation. They point that there has to be a bread that you're not going to eat from. If it's where you're going to eat from, so then that's kind of going to defeat the purpose.
Because it's going to schmutz.
Either schmutz, right. Or it's going to be gone. Or if it's the same thing with the bottle as well. If it's a bottle that you're going to keep drinking from, that's also, it's not going to be a recognizable thing. It's got to be, it means something there that otherwise wouldn't normally be there. When we learned these dinim, Rav Sobolsky used to tell the story that when him and his roommate would eat together, they would always and one would have milk, one would have fleishiks. They would take they were in the dorm rooms. They would take a deodorant can and put it in the middle. But that doesn't usually work in our common households anymore. But now that we've moved on, but that would be those were you know in the dorms. That's the way we would do it then. So v'yesh beforshim the tfisa achas kolomer behotza achas kigon achum shekanu esu tfisa abay. Some say that it has to be no, it's definitely very close, and etc. Fine. Good. Okay, he puts it right below in the next Dibur Masla, which says, "Well, inyan halacha came into kasu atosos va'ashiri the lekach noagin achshav shemanichim lechem okan kamasos mechitz ve'neim lehekera." That seems to be the minhag. That seems to be what people do, and it's okay. Right, and therefore it seems, because he quotes an opinion that might not be okay, and he finally at the end of the day agrees.
Yeah, there's some kind of partition right. Or something.
If you have a partition,
marker or something.
Then, right, yeah. Then that works. All right, so now let's, Adkan Tur Beis Yosef Bach, let's move back to the Shulchan Aruch itself.
So that works even if I know these guys.
Right, even if you know them, even if you're married to them, so that anyone at this table, but in theory, so you would be able to have the separation, that would be okay. They point out that it's the same din, and the Gemara in fact compares the two of them to Hilchos Nida as well. And Hilchos Nida, even if you're eating the same thing, so the idea of having a heker, the idea of having something to separate, is the same halacha. So placement, even though there might be chumras and kulas on each side, meaning one could have thought that each side might need to be machmir, we assume that it's the same halachas. Right? So placemat works, other things work, flowers work, whatever. Okay, so now comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, Peches Sif Beis. Now we're all headed back to the back. Peches Sif Beis. Had the Asul La'alosu al Shulchan Dafka B'Shnei B'nei Adam Hamakirin Zetze. That which we prohibit to put on the same table, that's dafka when the two people know each other. Right? So the Shulchan is being a little bit clearer than we were before, right? It's not as abrupt. So I feel even if they hate one another, even if they don't like one another, that's still a problem. If they recognize each other, it's a problem whether or not they actually like each other. About achsanim she'emakirin zetze, right? If people that don't know each other at all, mutter, so then it'd be permissible. Va'afil ha'makirin, and even if they do know each other, im asu shum heker, if they make any type of separation, he'on shekol echad ochel amapa shalo, for instance, each one eats on their own placemat, va'afil ochel amapa achas, benosin b'nehem pasla hekera, that would be permissible. Okay, so now the Ramah goes and comments on some of those things. Number one, v'dafka shein ochel min hapas, as long as you don't eat from the bread. There's another plus, if you're eating from it, so then that's just the bread that's on the table, and it's certainly not going to serve as any separation. But he says that if, let's say, you put on a soda bottle, So a soda bottle, if you're both going to drink from it, it's always on the table. It's also not a hacker. However, in my grandfather's house, my German grandfather's house, he didn't put any drinks on the table. Has anybody ever seen this before? This is the way, in my grandfather's house, this is the way it was done. He had a little table next to him that had the drinks, usually water, ginger ale, and cranberry juice. And if anybody wanted a drink, they had to pass their cup up, and he would pour the water. Or the cranberry juice, or ginger ale, or sometimes on rare occasions seltzer. Okay. That was the way my grandfather allowed Shalom to do it.
Is that just a
I think it comes from Germany.
A cultural thing?
Yes.
Not a Jewish thing.
No, I don't know. Not that I know of.
All right, so you're making a connection between
So in my grandfather's house, if he would put a bottle of ginger ale on the table, far be it for us to think that such a thing would ever happen, but if he would put such a thing on the table, that would then serve as a hacker. It would serve as a distinction.
Okay.
Yeah,
but you can't drink from it.
Right.
Well, no.
He's saying that's what the next Ramah says. That aval imnosu b'neim kli sheshosin imenu, that you're drinking from uvelav hachi ein darku liosa al shulchan, but otherwise it wouldn't have been on the table. Have a hacker that does count as a hacker. Aval pi sheshosin mina kli, even though you're drinking from it.
That only applies to your grandfather then.
Right.
Or you wouldn't be drinking from it.
Because I would normally drink from a bottle on the table.
Right. No.
Your grandfather wouldn't.
Right.
So for him, it's one thing. For me, it's
right. For him, it was unusual for it to be on the table, regardless of whether he was drinking from it or not.
But maybe you put an urn on the table or something.
So he puts in a couple other ideas. If you put candles on it, or anything there, that's a hacker. V'yuzihirim shelo lishtos mikli echad. Also, certainly you shouldn't drink from one cup. Mishum shamaychol nidvach b'kli. Because very often food sticks to the kli. V'chol shekein shelo yochol mipas echad. Certainly you shouldn't eat from one bread. V'chein noachin liyachad kli shel melach lechol echad bifnei atzmo. Therefore, everybody should have their own little salt shakers. Kilapamim tovim v'melach v'nish arushiri maichel v'melach. Because sometimes they'll dip, not necessarily salt shakers, but salt bowls, right? You know, like the Hungarians have, right?
You can see what that would be in
there. Right? So everyone should have their own. And I wonder if everybody had, those little things. There's always two. I always wondered about this. Maybe this is the reason. The salt things that my other grandparents had, the Hungarian ones, that have the two things with like the thing in the middle, and you have the two little cups of salt. Yeah. Have you seen those? Yeah. Right, maybe this is, you have a chalice. I don't know. Anyways.
No, then you get confused all the
time. Okay. So if we take a look at down below at the Pisrei Tshuva, Gimel and Dalid. Pisrei Tshuva, Gimel and Dalid. Makpidim. Tira Maskel Makpidim. So what was Makpidim going on? That was in the Mechaber where it says, even if they don't like one another. So Makpidim. So Midivri HaRosh Shehevi HaShach Nasif Katan Beis. Mevuardim Nidro Hana Zeze Mutarim. Lechol basar begvina shesonin zeze ayin sham. That if they actually took a neder from one another, it would be mutter.
Not the benefit from mutter.
Because they hate one another, ayin sham. V'chein kasar prima gadim. V'chasav habach b'shem rashal. D'bi yoshim rechokim zem bizeh. B'chdei she'ein yochol echad lifshu yadov lechol mimash ocha chavero. Shari l'divir akol b'lo hekeira. Okay, so the Pisrei Tshuva says two things here, right? But the Pisrei Tshuva is always quoting other people. So he says, number one, yes, it's true, if they're makbid on one another, they don't like one another, so then they would not be able to eat from one another. But if they actually took a neder of hana from one another, so then we can maybe overlook and it would be all right.
It's a neder, not the benefit.
Right. So meaning if there's another prohibition in play, he seems to say that would be okay. The second thing he says is,
why would that change anything? Why is a neder more?
Because then I'll be more careful not to take anything that.
Why is a neder more powerful, more enforcing than a minhag or a halacha?
That's what a neder does. A neder makes it more. I mean, technically, you're right. It's usher and it's usher.
Right.
But that's what a neder is. We take the darim on things that are mitzvos or things that are averus. Even though what we call mushbav omid bahar Sinai, even though we already took a shuan, because that keeps us to do things better. This came up, if you recall, it came up I don't remember if we quoted it, because I don't think it's really true. But but inviting non-Jews to your house on Yontif, right? So the Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying, remember, there's a problem, because I'm not allowed to invite non-Jews to my house on Yontif, lest I come need extra, cook extra for them. Right? So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying, well, if you take a neder that you're not going to cook, then it should be okay. I'm not sure he actually meant that as a serious piece of advice, but I'm going to take a shvu, a neder, not to cook extra, shvu, not to cook extra for them. So even though it's usher anyways, that will make sure that will give me a different prohibition to worry about as well, and make it stronger. Yes.
So you think he's saying here that if they hate each other and I take such a neder, they have to hate each other. Well, if they don't hate each other, but they
hate each other.
Too deep.
Why would you make
such a neder if you didn't hate
him? Mike used
the neder all the time.
He already says it. The nadro hana zeze mutarim lechol baser ugvina shasonin zeze, because they must hate one another.
Okay, so the neder shows that they hate
one another. The neder shows that they hate one another. What if they...
If they hate one another, why do they hate the neder?
That's right. That's right.
They get mad and they make...
That is the basis of using that cheshbon, is that they hate one another. They're not going to cooperate. They're not going to share food.
But they might.
Why would you?
Well, that does happen. Meaning, I'm not sure I've done this in several years, but when you're like in camp. So you always drink from everyone else's stuff, right? Even though you don't necessarily like the other person. But if you saw a half a cup of Pepsi sitting out in camp, right? There's no way you would ever drink that, because you just didn't know where it came from. I mean, even if you know the person, so then I'm sure it's okay, and the person's not carrying any bacteria or germs or anything like that. But if you don't know the person, so then you're more scared. You're less likely to be involved. I think that's part of the psychology involved here. What?
It depends upon your age.
Right.
You'll drink anything.
There's a certain...
Okay, and then the other Piskei Tshuva I wanted to show you was Dalet. The Piskei Tshuva writes in Dalet, Hecker. So what's this Hecker? So I am bear hated Masha Kasim Ach Misha Ochel Basar V'Huto Sofer, etc. Okay, but I am B'Tshuvas Maseis Binyamin. Right, Simon Kuf Yud Beis be Emtsa Hatshuva. Right, the Mashmasham that it sounds like the, from there. Dim Gam Achirim Ochlim Al Shulchan Ze Mutter Af Below Hecker. The Ze Adif Meim Asu Shum Hecker. That if you have other people that are sitting at the table, so that makes it better. Right, if you have other people that are going to watch you and make sure, so then that makes it better. Now, I don't know if this. I mean, where does this come up? This comes up for me, my experience with this is in the YU cafeteria. Unless you could always go, you could get milk or meat, milk for lunch or meat from dinner from the cafeteria line, but there's also the store next door where you could buy either milk or meat and eat it in the cafeteria. So that's where this Shiloh would always come up. So I'm not sure what the Piskei Tshuva would say about, if I'm eating and Bob's eating together, right, and I'm eating meat and Bob's eating milk, whether or not that would ever happen, I don't know, but everyone else is at the table kind of watching us, that's certainly what the Piskei Tshuva was talking about. But if everybody here has either milk or meat, right, I'm not sure if that's included in the Piskei Tshuva's Heter. I don't know, I'm not sure. Yeah, everybody's eating something, so then maybe you lose that ability to watch. Okay, so one more Shaila that becomes very relevant as well is what's covered in the Shach. So you look at Shach Beis, Sifsei Kohen. I have a feeling you might be able to find the words that might be missing in mine. There's a transition he makes in the middle that totally confuses me. I'm not sure how to read yet, but we'll get up to it. There might be an extra word or two that you have. Okay, so v'nir dafka asar alos al shulchan ba'ochal chalav o'ibcha mishum delo bedili in sheminei. Mifnei shekol echad hetter mifnei atzma. Aval mutter lalos baser nevela al shulchan she'ochal lav baser kashera. He says that this is only by milk or meat, because both milk and meat are kasher. Right? So therefore you're more likely to have the other flavor, because they're both in theory kosher. The problem is just when you eat them together. right? Which is important to keep in mind. I mean, milk is kosher, meat is kosher, right? Just like wheat is kosher lePesach, right? That's what you make matzahs from, right? You just probably won't have any meat in your house or flour in your house over the course of Pesach. Okay, so he's saying that it only applies to milk and meat. But if there's nevela, right? If you're a nevela and you, not you, but if someone else at your table is eating, you're eating with your non-Jewish coworker who's eating nevela, right? So you, in theory, are allowed to have your kosher meat. You don't have to worry about that because there ain't no way you're going to eat from that nevela. The chazan is telling me a couple that in the city that he comes from about 25 years ago. Okay. No, not there. The city where he comes from regularly, where he lives now. About 25 years ago, there was like a cruise where one floor was the kosher dinner and one floor was the treif dinner, and they confused the two menus. And people like puking over the side of the boat and stuff. Like, was they like mamish like pig, like the real deal. Oh. That wasn't just halal shulchan aruch. That was, you know, worse. Anyways, so v'chim v'vur b'divrei haran v'viu beis yosef simen tzayit zayin. Okay, mi v'mashakasa rash v'hirusha l'nedarim sof daf mem alef gabi hamoder hana mi chaver ochel imo al shulchan v'zeh l'shon v'lo chayshin shem yochal imo k'im shadir mistam eson in zetze. Right, because one of his proofs is this idea, right, that if you're only know their hana from one another, right, so then it doesn't apply anymore because you probably hate one another. Right, now it is brought in the Beis Yosef later on in Reish Chaf Aleph, I'm not sure what he's referring to, that by other Yisurim this does apply. Okay, that does apply by other Isurim. What's Reish Chaf Aleph? Does it tell you there what Reish Chaf Aleph is? What Simon? What it has to do with? No. But they tell you what mitzvahs of Kuflam Hay Din Dalat Hay Gimri Amashu. No. Reish, no. Just what the topic is. If it's talking about Chala, that's helpful.
Something Yochal.
Hilchos Nedarim. No, okay. He's quoting from Hilchos Nedarim. Okay, so he says there. Reish Chav Mashpid Afilu B'Shar Asurim Nami Dina Hachi Veish Lomer Din Nedarim Kamen She'enu Aser Ela Mitzad Nidro Chashuv Kabaser V'Chalav Shekol Echad Hetu Bifnei Atzma Val B'Shar Isurim Yesh Lomer Demoda Harash. That the Rush says that by Nedarim is the same thing as Baser V'Chalav because technically that food is kosher. Just for the mere fact that you took a neder on it, right? So the neder and the sonin zed said that will be okay. But if it's just stam neder, so then that would not be okay. Meaning that the isur of halal would apply there because he's saying only because that's comparable to basar v'chalav. Next. So the next idea that the Shach quotes, "V'had the kasav arash but shuvah so simin kufayin vav umiviu beis yosef barachaim simin tough mem the obed kolchavim haba im chemtzo leveis Yisrael aser la'aloso imo al shulchan." Right, that the Rashba is quoted as the Rashba is in the tshuva, and he's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well that. That by chametz, that if a non-Jew comes into your house with chametz, they're not allowed to eat at your table. On Pesach, right? Not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach at your table. So that also, it sounds like it applies to Shar Yisurim, right? It sounds like it applies to other prohibitions. It says, no, there as well, Hasmi Shum Chumr de Chametz Shani. No, that's also different, that's Chumr de Chametz, that stuff, that's crumbs, everything, the Kim de Chametz B'mashu, Rachel Kush, Lo Yisarek, Pirur Echa, Mishalov, Yisrael, Mishal Yisrael. There, because of one crumb would be a problem, and that's the story there.
Surprised he doesn't bring the idea that it would be also something you're used to eating.
Right, that was really what my answer would have been, right? Yeah. I just lost the place. That even if there is a separation of a mappa, it would still be asr. Achim Medivir Arachim, Shevi Beis Yosef, Hashem Lomash Mahachi, Lachor Shechasav Shamaz, Alashoni, Rosa Ovi Chavim Lechol Chamis Beis Yisrael, Mutter Vafilu Al Shulchan Yisrael, Karav Adav Lahatir, Zem Matzav Zeh Chamit, Dumi Dishneach Sanoim, Ad Kan. However, in Shulchan Aruch, a passage against that, that if they're eating separately, it would be okay. Umida Hitir Mitaima Dumi Dishneach Sanoim, Dafka Michal Israeli, Vafilu Davashu, Usir Bifne Atzmo, Usil Alos Imo, Al Shulchan. He's saying the fact that he says because he permits it based on the reasoning that it's like two achsenayim dafkin michal the svirulei that feel davish who aser bifnei atzmo aser, that's dafka because he holds that something that's aser on its own should be aser alosim al shulchan. We call makom divrei aran nirim v'chein mashmos kol aposkim shelo kasu iser zeh ela gavi basa v'chavis. However, from the Ran and others, it appears like we only hold this way by baser v'chalav. V'gam nirali de, I think that, who's this?
Orchos
Chai. Okay, that's what I thought. Nirali da Orchos Chai modul zeh ela de shiny hasam. Now this is what I'm not sure. I don't know what this hasam is. I mean, it's referring to something in Chalav. I don't know where he came from. Oh, maybe chametz. It's referring to chametz. Yeah. The shiny hasam, that the chametz case is different because alechem lichia adam v'ragil bo kol hashana, you eat it all year. Here's your answer. And you people won't separate from it. V'chai gabna kasev arash perakin ma'amidim gabi bishol ove kochavim de pas tzarech harchach betfei mishum da alechem yichia adam. That by Bishul Obikachavim of Pas, we require more harchakos because people are commonly eat bread. And he says also, Teda, the basis of Kamari Shimon Kafyadal, Aisham Teda, the Al Korcha Haran, Gufe, Moda Belechem, the Hamutarm Reish Perak, Kafe Daf Kafdal, on base, Chalas Chutzla, Aretz, Ilab, the Havi Rabban, Havi Gazirin, and Hala Atu Achila. So too with Chala, not Chala that we eat on Shabbos, but Chala that we would give to a Kohen. Right, that he says that could be a problem, but that also that's only a problem because it's bread. So we're perhaps going to be more machmer on bread than we'll be on other things. Avgar sir bafe nafshe ovadai imvadai belechem shayich lemigzar tvei v'dok. Right, then it makes sense to be more machmer with lechem, and then he concludes by saying v'lefiza asar alos lechem al iser al shel iser al shulchan. So to put usher bread on the table, that would be a problem, just like it is by basar v'chalav. But for everything else, all other foods that one would qualify as being usher, so the Shach concludes that he thinks that that's okay, and that seems to be the conclusion. So I'm not sure where the those that have non-Jewish co-workers, this obviously is a big issue. This comes up a lot. Those that don't probably doesn't come up as often.
An old person with a non-Jewish aid.
Non-Jewish aid, right. Right, right. Mm. Can you eat with a non-Jew, straight up. So he says it would be okay.
Or if
you have to go out to eat.
Be Jewish,
right, right. I remember in Phoenix, a woman called me up, and she was on, in Phoenix, the way it worked was every little league, the little leagues, there were certain teams that had from kids on it. It was known that they'd be on that team and they wouldn't play on Shabbos. That's the way it worked. So there always were from people on the Little League commission and, on the board in order to ensure that this went through. So this woman calls me up once and she says that, they're meeting at this, this week they met at the coffee shop and next week they're meeting at the steakhouse. So what do I do? So I was like, I don't know. One, just go. Oh, no, I can't do that. I was like, if you aren't, there's nothing wrong with you going and sitting there. But if you don't want to go, why don't you just suggest to them that you'd rather meet in a coffee shop? So she said, "Oh, I don't want. They're not going to move it just for me." I said, "Well, how many other members of this board are Jewish?" She was like, "None of them." I said, "Ask them. Don't worry about it." So kachava. She's going back next week. All right, it's okay. We're going to meet in Starbucks every week, etc. So she could avoid this the halal al shulchan echad problem. All right, we'll stop here.